Something that happened on Friday night that I was just absolutely shocked. I didn't even find out until Saturday morning was that the Knicks trade for Karl-Anthony Towns, of course, sending Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo to the Minnesota Timberwolves. And it was shocking to me, absolutely shocking. I really believe that they were with Julius Randle, the Knicks, for the long haul. They love the guy. He had just opened that charter school in New York. They always had his back through his ups and downs. And I really thought that if they were going to go forward, it was always going to be with Julius Randle. Now, things changed after the Mikal Bridges trade. It was the Villanova Knicks. Jalen Brunson came here, became the number one guy. And maybe they felt like that was not going to work going into this season with Julius Randle. And then you had the Dante DiVincenzo stories about how maybe his role was going to be cut into a little bit this year, and he was not happy about that. So you got those two things happening at once, and Karl-Anthony Towns being available and the Kentucky connections of the Knicks. It's something that we have talked about for a long time. So you could see how the deal happened. Now, I respect Julius Randle and what he did. He was the first piece to really turn this thing around with Tibbs. But I never thought they were winning with him. So that was one piece of it where I was like, okay, you know, they've moved on from Julius Randle. They feel more like a championship team without him. I hate losing Dante DiVincenzo. He felt just like with Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson. I felt like he was right there with the heartbeat of the team. And the knock on Karl-Anthony Towns is that as talented as he is, he's a soft player that opponents don't respect. So I don't love that about it. But I was talking myself into it as the weekend was going on. You know, the Minnesota Timberwolves had a massive year last year, and Karl-Anthony Towns was in the middle of it. I think maybe this reputation thing about him being soft was, you know, earlier on in his career, and he's sort of grown past that maybe. And he's coming to a culture and a city that's not going to tolerate him being a wuss. So he's going to have to shape up and get with the program as our friends down in Jersey say, Fiofo,
yeah.
fit yeah. in or yes. F off.
Yes.
So you're gonna have to do that if you're Karl-Anthony Towns. And then you look at the roster and the starting five. That's as talented a starting five as there is in the NBA.
Small, though. Very small roster in terms of size. They lose a little bit of that. They lose, you know, who their identity was last year with DiVincenzo. And, you know, Julius Randle got hurt again last year and missed, obviously, all of the playoffs in the last part of the season. So, look, Karl-Anthony Towns has been rumored to be traded to the Knicks over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So this wasn't all that surprising to me, especially with the finances of the Minnesota Timberwolves and what's going on there. They got a big contract with Anthony Edwards. They got a big contract with Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
You know, Julius Randle fits in there with a one-year deal at around $25 million. They save a little bit of money. They're still fighting over whether or not Alex Rodriguez is going to be able to buy into this team. So there's a lot of other things going on in Minnesota. As far as the Knicks are concerned, you know, I hated losing Dante DiVincenzo as well, but you actually traded him when you could get the most for him, you know, and I wish him nothing but the best. And I also think that his time here with the Knicks probably on the court would have been impacted by both McBride and Kolek, the new kid that they
got. Yeah, Tyler Kolek, who they drafted, yes.
Exactly. So, and I think that they have something in him, even though he's a young kid and he's got to grow and he's got to mature into the NBA, and he may be spotty this year at some point in time. But this is about a big man who can shoot threes, who is going to give you probably 10 double-double every night if he's healthy. I understand the whole aspect about him being soft, but you got to realize who's in the Eastern Conference. Look at the other big guys that are in the Eastern Conference that have dominated this conference.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the reasons why the Knicks had to make this trade. And by the way, they are not making this trade without the blessing of one Tom Thibodeau. They go to him and they say, look, we can get Karl-Anthony Towns. We know that you coached him. We know that there were issues. They've supposedly buried the issues years ago. Both of them had said so years ago.
Yeah.
This wasn't something that just happened recently. This was supposedly put to bed years ago because you had an older coach that was trying to get a younger player to do certain things that he was uncomfortable with it. But I'll tell you one thing. If Karl-Anthony Towns is coming here, you're right. Fiofo is true. He's got to fit in. And I think because of the way this thing is set up and everything that I have read over the weekend from all the people that cover the NBA far more closely than I do, that this is a just a natural fit on the basketball court with the way that the Knicks are going to play now.
Yes, and that is exactly the piece that is either going to swing them towards closer to a championship or farther away, and they took a risk on it. And I do believe it's going to work out. And I do believe that he is going to come here. And he doesn't, like, Jalen Brunson is the face of this team. There's a bunch of other guys that he doesn't have to be the number one guy here. And I think that that is as talented as he is, as good as he is, and he's a superstar in this world of the Knicks and what they've built.
Yeah.
He's not going to be the face of the franchise, and that I think really helps it.
The other thing you have to remember too, now when he finally does come back, if he ever does come back, if they don't trade him, is Mitchell Robinson. This was probably made because of Mitchell Robinson's propensity for injury himself.
Well, I think yes, there's two things.
And they weren't going to go with Jericho Sims as their starting center.
Yeah, so there are two things that happened that also were catalysts for this trade. One, their inability, because of the stupid NBA rules, to sign Isaiah Hartenstein. He couldn't do it. Can't blame Hartenstein for going to Oklahoma City. He's gone. And then the timeline on Mitchell Robinson's injury and just the fact that you can never trust him to be healthy. So those are two things that I also think played into this. And, you know, Julius Randle maybe took the Knicks as far as he could take the Knicks, and now that's it.
It would have been interesting to see, had he stayed healthy last year, what he could have done last year.
Yeah, I know.
And it didn't happen for them. But, you know, you're missing Hartenstein, DiVincenzo, and Julius Randle were all three really popular players. And those three players are no longer here. And last year was special. It was special watching the way the team played, the grittiness in which they played, and then the fact that they swung the trade for Mikal Bridges, to me, means that they knew that they needed to upgrade. They needed to do something to make this team even better. Now, the question is how long is it going to take Karl-Anthony Towns to kind of mix in with everybody? Because the other guys, with the exception of Bridges, but he knows the Villanova guys. You know, and we forget about how good OG Anunoby was when he first got here.
Oh, yeah. I'm not forgetting that at all.
I mean, this should be, I mean, honestly, this should be a top three team in the Eastern Conference.